I'm delighted now to welcome back to the show Marielle Nanasi. She's the Executive Director of New Energy Economy. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning.
Good morning. So this is the first of probably several recaps of the legislative session, which just ended last Saturday at noon. How did New Mexico's environment fare in terms of the laws that were passed and not passed during this session?
Well, as you can recall, Mary Charlotte, is that governor, then governor, elect Martinez had campaigned on killing the greenhouse gas reduction rules that were adopted by the Environmental Improvement Board in late 2010. And then after...
With the help of New Energy Economy, that was one of the campaigns that you worked on.
Exactly. It was our petition before the Environmental Improvement Board. And then one of the first things that she did when she was governor was fail to publish our rule, adopted rule, in the New Mexico Register. We then took her to a court, in the very first case in the New Mexico Supreme Court, where she lost. And the New Mexico Supreme Court said that she was not above the law, that she needed to follow the law and actually publish our rules, which just in essence gives notice to people of what the laws of New Mexico are.
So those are the rules of the state of New Mexico until further notice.
Correct. And they reduce carbon pollution by 3% a year starting in 2013 from the largest polluters. There was a number of attempts in the legislature, about seven of them, to repeal the carbon reduction pollution rules. And they basically were at the behest of the greatest polluters in New Mexico, and in conjunction with Governor Martinez. And basically, she didn't get what she wanted, thank goodness.
And so why was that?
Well, they're intact, because I think that the carbon pollution reduction rules are intact, and as well as, I'll say one other thing, is the renewable energy, renewable portfolio standard.
And that's intact, too.
That's intact, too. And PNM and the other larger polluters in New Mexico tried to repeal those environmental regulations. And I think that, thank goodness, there's some progressive legislators. I want to give a shout out to Senator Worth and Senator McSorley and Senator Griego particularly, who really stood up and said, we need to have forward momentum, and that there is an emerging clean energy market in New Mexico. That's where the jobs are. That's what the people want. There was a great study that just came out from Colorado College that said New Mexicans by far believe that we can grow the economy and protect the environment. And that's what we believe. We believe that coal is outdated technology, that is that a polluting strategy is of the past, that no longer needs our endorsement.
And as we talked about yesterday morning, solar power and wind power is what we were talking about yesterday, they don't use any water.
Exactly.
Not only do they not pollute the water, but they don't even use it, which is a big deal in New Mexico.
It's a huge deal in New Mexico. Just so that everybody knows, the San Juan Generating Station uses 2.5 times as much water every year as the city of Santa Fe. So we were talking about a significant amount of water that goes in absolutely clean and comes out toxic.
And here we are being very careful about how much we water our little, you know, daffodils and things, and it's such a drop in the bucket compared to that, and not to mention hydraulic fracturing, which we've talked about and we'll surely talk about again in the future. What is New Energy Economy doing now?
Well, we have an exciting new partnership. Just signed last week is a resolution with the Navajo Crown Point chapter. We will be not New Energy Economy, but we are the conduit for installing solar, and we hope to have solar on all the chapter houses on Navajo Nation as sort of like a lighthouse, a beacon for the future, to show, to not just talk about it, but actually to see it implemented, actually on the ground, so people can look up at the hub of cultural, political, social activity. Their buildings, their community centers, will be powered by renewable energy, the sun, that is not toxic, that doesn't cause asthma, that doesn't cause all the coal mining pollution that's rampant, especially on Navajo Nation,
and which is rather abundant.
Yes, the solar is abundant, and it shall provide, which is so exciting.
And which is very interesting in an area, Navajo land and a lot of Indian lands, that have had to make really rough choices.